Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Wednesday, August 23rd, 2017. I am Richie Ferrol, and here are your headlines. Opposition leader Lennox Linton says UWP is happy to be aligned with China's position against corruption. EC dollar stable and secure, says ECCB. And Trump says he's willing to close government to build Mexico wall. The news is brought to you, compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. More details right after this.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
In news this morning, opposition leader Lennox Linton says the United Workers' Party is happy to be aligned with the People's Republic of China's position against corruption. He says he hopes one day to see the governing Dominica Labour Party take on the same posture as the Chinese, who believe it is better to lose face than to lose integrity. Linton is of the view that state resources must be protected for the benefit of the people for whom they are intended.
In some cases, people have had to let them lose face. He says, we prefer to lose face than to lose our integrity for fighting corruption. And it is a position that we're happy to be aligned with because we feel that resources of the state must be protected for the benefit of the people that those resources are intended for. And we'd like to see the Labour Party issue a similar unequivocal statement in support of China's anti-corruption campaign.
Opposition leader Lennox Linton. Concerns continue to mount as the Child Abuse Prevention Unit says statistics reveal increases in child abuse. Statistics have shown that over 1,200 children have been significantly abused in Dominica between 2010 and 2016. This was revealed by the coordinator of the Child Abuse Prevention Unit, Gemma Azil Lewis. Lewis was speaking at a training session with barbers on child protection and child abuse on Monday. She says 900 of these cases were sexually related.
We do have an issue. When you look at the years 2010 to 2016, and you look at the children who have been abused, we have over 1,200 children who have been abused during that time, 2010 and 2016. And over 900 of these cases have been sexually related. So if you're looking at over that period, and you're saying over 1,200, children have been violated, and out of that you have 913 being sexual, we have an issue.
Meantime, Lewis says barbers have the potential to play a critical role in the fight against child abuse.
We are keeping this. Why? Because we know that you have a voice. A lot of times, we tend to overlook that sector. We keep workshops with everybody else on child protection and domestic violence, but we forget the barbers, we forget the hairdressers, we forget the ordinary person in society, we forget the persons that are actually there that can also make a difference. Because it's not only the persons who work in government or the doctors and the teachers that can really make a difference. We always say we ask for everybody to come on board to help us. And if we're asking for everybody, that includes you, the barbershops, and we know you have a voice. We know you can reach persons because you as a man also can reach persons. Why? Because we look at a barber shop, one person may come to cut their hair at 9 o'clock, but your friends are passing and everybody pull up in the shop, even if it's just to watch television or to talk about the latest that's going on. talk about the latest girl, talk about the latest conquest, or something is going on, you see a lady pass, and maybe that might be the conversation for the next 2 hours, where you know her, what you have heard. And we're saying, well, if you can have discussions like these, why not make it a discussion on protecting our children?
Coordinator of the Child Abuse Prevention Unit, Gemma Azil-Lewis. While many have blamed the Western world for the high level of corruption which exists in the Commonwealth nations, including Africa, prominent author and US-based attorney Gabriel Christian is advising against blaming Western civilizations for the corruption practices of the leaders in the Caribbean and Commonwealth nations. Christian says at this point, leaders and citizens must educate themselves into a better state of mind and must hold themselves accountable for their decisions and actions. He added that efforts must also be increased to preserve morality.
And it, you know, we can't blame the West for our shortcomings. You know, the Western civilization or Western history is a composite history. It's a history of Africa, it's a history of Asia, because what the West did was it bestrode the world like a colossus and was able to incorporate some of the best principles from the different civilizations that it met. So we must not look at, when we look at culture or we look at integrity or we look at trustworthiness, as if there's an Eastern version and there's a Western version. The reality is issues like rule of law, institutional building, transparency, accountability. These are universal principles. One and one is two in every culture. Two and two are four in every culture. Right and wrong in a great many respects are universal principles. And so we have taken up the pen because, as Irving is often heard to say, the pen is mightier than the sword. And how we deal with those shortcomings is by exposing it, by analyzing it, by writing about it, and by engaging relentlessly in the education function. We have to educate ourselves to a better place.
Many business persons have questioned the reason for the large number of terminations and resignations regarding new recruits after they complete their training, while at the same time calls are also being made for more police officers to be placed on patrol around the city of Roseau during and after working hours. Prominent businessman Curtis Tong says, after speaking to some senior police officers about the issue, he's calling on the Dominica Police Force management to address the problem, which is causing new recruits to resign shortly after being trained.
It would certainly help if they had more patrols. And I was just talking to one officer, and he thinks that there's need for more policemen in the force to deal with this problem. Again, I think there has been constant recruitment of policemen, but the problem is that as they recruit, the policemen either resign or they have to terminate. So that's something for the police department to look at.
Prominent businessman Curtis Tong, we apologize for the quality of that insert. In more news, four new vehicles were handed over to the Dominica Police Force on Monday. The vehicles will be utilized at the Maho and St. Joseph Police Stations, the Immigration Department, and Special Services Unit, also known as SSU. Officer in charge of operations, Superintendent Richmond Valentine, has urged the officers to exercise caution when using the vehicles. Valentine made these remarks at the handing over ceremony at the Monbruce Training School on Monday.
The government of Dominica recognizes the mobility within the force, which is a vital ingredient in the execution of our duties. And so, occasionally, the resources are provided to increase our fleet. This resource will continue in expediting our response as we endeavor continue to provide professional service to the citizens of Dominica. Over the last year, the police force received a fleet of vehicles from the government of Dominica, and that is a clear manifestation of the government's commitment in ensuring that the force has the requisite resources as we are mandated to ensure a safe and secure environment for citizens and visitors. It would be remiss of me, however, if I did not offer words of advice to the drivers within the police force. You must conform to all the guidelines as outlined in the force's policy on the use of police vehicles.
Meantime, Justice Minister Raybon Blackmore pledged government's continued support in providing assistance to the police force.
This government is committed to supporting the police force. We recognize the importance of policing to the overall development of this country, and for that we have to ensure that the police is adequately equipped in order to effectively and well execute its mandate. There is no substitute in my mind for the old-term model of policing, which is prevention. And you cannot prevent without being actually on the streets and throughout the various portions of this country by way of police patrols. We also appreciate the fact that we have to make your mobility a reality. During the last financial year cycle, the government of Dominica made available 12 vehicles to the police department. And this financial year cycle, we are again committed to ensuring that the police force is provided with the requisite number of vehicles in order to facilitate it actually its actual work.
In more news, 29 LEED Institute graduates received associate degree certificates at a ceremony on Monday, 21st August 2017 at the St. Alphonsus Parish Hall. Their fields of study were information technology, accounts, law, entrepreneurship, natural science, and environmental science. Cahill Charles is this year's valedictorian with an associate degree in accounts. He copped awards for outstanding student in accounts, Caribbean studies, entrepreneurship, management, integrated math, and degree award for accounts. Law major Laika Dorival graduated as salutatorian and took awards for outstanding student in Caribbean studies, communication studies, law and literature, as well as the degree award for law. Dorival told her colleagues their graduation marks the end of an era, years of sleepless nights, breaking points and breakthroughs that led to this gratifying moment. Dorival congratulated the graduates and advised them to use this achievement as a stepping stone for bigger and better ones to come. Meanwhile, in his valedictory address, Charles spoke for his fellow classmates, saying, "Their graduation is filled with relief and great happiness." He said, "Our journey at Leeds was not the easiest chapter of our lives. We were constantly reminded that survival required transition from high school to college, and also adolescence to adulthood. For many, the transition came late and the desire to quit was strong, but giving up was not an option. Hence, we are here today." He encouraged the graduates to apply the lessons learned from the challenges they faced and asked them to continue to work hard and persevere as they strive for success. Charles also urged them to take time out to discover themselves, saying, "Your own personal growth is more important and should not be an afterthought." Chedish Joseph was awarded Outstanding Biology, Physics and Chemistry Student and the Degree Award for Natural Sciences. Alicia Robin got Outstanding Economics Student. Zikomo Joseph, Outstanding Entrepreneurship and Management Student and the Degree for Entrepreneurship. Shoma Prince got Outstanding Entrepreneurship Student and the Degree Award for Environmental Sciences. Aima George got Outstanding Law and Literature Student and the Degree Award for Law. Sashin Tit received the Degree Award for Information and Communication Technology. In more news, the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank, also known as ECCB, has given assurances that the EC dollar remains stable and that Eastern Caribbean banknotes are protected by the various security features of the notes. Deputy Director of the Currency Management Department, Rosbert Humphrey, said, "At this time, the situation that has been circulating via social media is only unique to Grenada. We have no reports from the other Eastern Caribbean territories, so it's just Grenada." The Royal Grenada Police Force recently seized three counterfeit $50 notes and one $100 note. Humphrey says, "There is no need for the public to be alarmed." And Donald Trump says he will close down the United States government, if necessary, to build his wall along the Mexico border. The president told supporters at a Make America Great Again rally in Phoenix, Arizona, that the opposition Democrats were being obstructionist. During the 80-minute speech, he also took aim at the media, blaming them for giving far-right groups a platform. But he selectively quoted his initial response to violence at a far-right rally that left one woman dead. He omitted the much-criticized claim that many sides had to shoulder the blame for violence in Charlottesville, Virginia. That's the morning news, but first a recap of our headlines. Opposition leader Lennox Linton says UWP is happy to be aligned with China's position against corruption. EC dollar stable and secure, says ECCB. and Trump says he's willing to close government to build the Mexico wall. The news was brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website. It's q95da.com to view the stories, or click on our podcast icon to listen to the various packages. For any breaking story or latest developments, send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message. The numbers are 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team, I am Richie Farrell.